Now we're on. Now we're talking.
Hello.
You got me, buddy?
Hello.
I have you, buddy.
I see that Larry the Cable Guy entered our zone.
Yes, he awesome. Did. He's got a lot of handlers with him.
Man, he really does. For a guy that's that rich, he needs to buy shirts that have sleeves. That's for what? That's what poor people wear, Mike. Now, I'm here. Something interesting happened today. Within, there are many arteries that feed the little quadrants of the media center.
Mm-hmm.
And today they've allowed the fan, you, the NFL fan, to walk in here to Radio Row and to check out in the little walkways of the area. They won't let you into the main center, but there's little walkways through here. And they let people in and out. So I'm here in one of the walkways, and there's a bunch of fans around me. And, of course, as we mentioned, in Indianapolis, the one thing you notice more than anything else is what, Mike?
The preponderance of Colts gear.
It's unbelievable. And there's a woman. Would you like to talk to a woman, Mike?
I'd love to. By the way,
fine girls.
I don't remember this ever being done before.
Talking to a fan?
Well, no. allowing the masses into the media center. I mean, this is the first, I think.
Okay, we're going to talk to these two lovely ladies here.
All right.
Ladies, we're from Dallas. That's in Texas. You familiar?
We know where Dallas is.
Okay, great. Now, you guys are local
whore.
Yokels?
We are, yes.
And they let you guys, this is the first time, I want you to know, of the 46 Super Bowls, this is the very first time they've ever let fans in this area. Are you aware of the just grace that God has bestowed upon you?
Well, it's a great opportunity for the city of Indianapolis to show what they have.
Now, there's one thing that I've noticed. Are you guys related, by the way?
We are not.
You're not? Just buddies?
Yes.
Tennis?
No.
Yoga?
Work.
Work. Where do you guys work?
Harrison College.
Harrison College. That's a good school. Now,
are
is it?
Are they going to make the tournament this year?
Are they? Yeah. Are they going to be have a good seed in the NCAA tournament?
We don't have a basketball team, believe it or not.
Oh. You know what? Doesn't even matter these days. You can still get in. We've noticed that. Oh, what's the plant, by the way, that's right over here that produces an absurd amount of smoke?
It's a gas company. Gas company.
Oh, a gas company.
Trying to have them put a facade around it because it looks really bad in comparison to the skyline of Indianapolis, but it's not going to happen.
Name and ages.
Okay.
Name and ages.
Now, who am I speaking with? What's your name?
Mary Ellen Kinesco.
Mary Ellen, and what's your name?
Julie Marks.
Julie. Okay, Mary Ellen and Julie. Now, we've noticed, being from Dallas, that this city has an inordinate amount of Colts gear. People wear Colts gear way more than they do cowboy gear. And you look to be like the queen bee of Colts gear, Mary Ellen.
We love the Colts. What can we say?
You're wearing Colts earrings. Are those diamonds?
No.
Okay, well, they look nice. You're wearing a Colts necklace, a Colts shirt, undershirt, and a Colts jacket. Do you have Colts panties?
No. But we love the Colts. And the Mannings, we love the Mannings.
What's going to happen? Are you pretty upset about Peyton leaving or potentially leaving?
We're hoping he doesn't, but hopefully he'll retire and be a quarterback coach for us.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know that. He's going to go play somewhere else. You can be able to handle that? It's like Favre leaving the Packers, you know?
I think it's a mistake.
You do?
I think he should retire and...
no one cares what you think.
Enjoy his... he could be a coach. He could be... what you're doing, he could be a...
What am I doing?
We're losing
broadcaster.
Listeners.
Yes. Shut up, Danny. I will kill you with karate. I'm sorry, I'm talking to my producer back there. Okay, well, I just wanted to get a feel for what's going on within the pulse of Colts country. You guys have been very gracious. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, have fun. Get drunk for me, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I bet they were roots.
Danny.
I bet they were roots.
Yeah, they were. They are thoroughly Midwestern.
Everyone's hot with giant jugs.
Well, then don't just talk to them then.
Okay, you think the girls I talked to yesterday were hot?
Well, you made it sound like they were.
That's the genius of radio.
Oh.
All right. Continuing to walk. Now, there's a lot of people. Let's see. Oh, they're just looking at...
Walk around that front barrier and see who you might find. Up there.
What?
Find a brother.
More me.
Oh, I found the girl.
He said more.
Which
me.
Which one?
More me.
Don't worry. You're not here. You don't know her.
Well, explain.
I need to talk to her, though.
Yes.
Okay. There was a girl here earlier wearing a blue shirt. But I was trying to get Mike to notice. She is, without a question, the hottest girl I've seen in Indianapolis.
Well, if she is hot, she'll be the first one we've seen.
Okay, let me talk to her. Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Hi. How you doing? I'm Corby Davidson with the Ticket in Dallas.
How's it going?
Who are you with?
I'm with Sports Radio 610, CBS affiliate in Houston.
God.
Dude,
Again?
Everybody is from Houston.
I think every single station, sports station in Houston, and there are four, is here. And I work for the number one station, and I also work for the newspaper in Houston. But here's the weird thing. Four sports stations in Houston, one newspaper.
Yeah, that's kind of the way the business is going there.
Do you ever hook up with other guys or girls?
Now, what do you do?
Well, sweetheart.
Can I call you that?
I guess I'll let it slide.
I'm from Dallas. I'm from Texas, too, so I'm very friendly like that.
Right, right. Oh, and I'm not in a punch-throwing type of mood. I'm just messing with you. No, I have been booking guests, but I mostly handle everything that involves not talking, but I also will go on air as well.
You will talk.
Ask her, she knows who you are.
Doing video, probably about 1,000 photos so far, because I do photography and I edit that.
Yeah, I saw you walking around with a camera early on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we are...
Do you ever take erotic
every
nudes?
Every time there's an interview of any kind, that thing is... The podcast is live on the site with associated photos, sometimes video, and tidbit of information.
You have done just about everything,
so
just haven't
keeping
you?
Keeping up with all of that, yeah. As well as anything that we are obligated to keep up with.
Does she ever take erotic nudes?
Now, have you... I'm not asking for that.
Come on.
Have you ever heard of The Ticket in Dallas?
I have heard of The Ticket.
You have?
We would kill you guys down there. Tell her that.
What's the question that you're not supposed to ask me?
They want to know, within the confines of your camera-taking career, that if you take erotic nudes.
If I take erotic nudes? No, I don't. I would take them of you.
You?
Pretty decent payment, or the person that came up with the question. But my guess, the person that came up with the question would never ask me to my face.
Probably
you'd
not.
You'd be surprised, honey.
It's okay. No, I don't do nudes. I never have, but...
Let's start.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the University of Houston.
Okay, I'm not going to...
Cougar High.
No, we're not saying that either.
You can say it. It's okay.
The Cougar High?
It's been called that. It actually has number two business school in the state.
I know. And you just lost your football coach.
Boy.
Stolen.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sports
once
radio
again,
in Houston.
Our Browns
is
stolen by Baylor, God. But you know
what? This woman on the air, it is.
Go right ahead.
No, A&M. A&M, go to A&M.
I'm getting there. Don't
someone. Okay.
Come on, buddy, pay attention. No, we lost someone to the Aggies, and we lost Bryles to Baylor,
really?
And it's okay. You know, it's not one of those.
Do you like trying new snacks?
That's a good question. Terrible facilities. I understand, but I still like them.
I told these guys that you were highly attractive, which I still think you are, even 20 minutes after I saw you for the first time. You've held up well over time, is what I'm trying to get to you, 20 minutes later. But they don't believe it because they think you know too much about sports.
Not
it's
really.
It's a tough road that you have with guys that you can't really talk too much sports. There's like a fine line when you're dating.
I think it's opposite. I once met a guy who seemed harmless. He didn't piss me off. He was polite. He was, clean cut. All right, maybe I'll talk to you again. Here's my number. And when you called my phone, you'd hear the theme song of Monday Night Football, and his voicemail said, "Oh, looks like you like big band music. Let's go see a concert." Yeah, you're deleted, buddy. No, if you cannot keep up with the conversation, you get my cut. I'm not going to change or not talk football.
Are you currently dating?
I am currently in a relationship.
Yeah,
is he
a
black?
Long-term one?
It will be at some point.
Oh, you think this is it? This is the one?
Yeah, I like him.
How long you been dating?
A few months.
What position does he play for the Texans?
A few months?
Is he white?
Sometimes you just know.
Is he white?
Is it Matt Leinart?
I do not, nor have I ever dated
an
athlete.
Is it D'Amico Ryans?
D'Amico Ryans?
No, sir.
Arian Foster.
Now you're just getting cheesy.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
Had a fling. It didn't work
Hakeem.
Out.
Hakeem.
All right, I'm out of Houston athletes. I don't know anymore. Well, okay, were you at the media party last night?
I was at the media party briefly.
Kind of sucked.
I enjoyed hanging out with my group. There's 9 of us here from my station. And we have a rent house.
Rental
not
house.
Not very far away.
Really, a rent house?
Yeah, we got a house, so we could be close and all hang out together.
Guys and stuff, too, like you're sharing a house?
Guys and stuff, let's see. 9 people, and I'm the only woman.
Oh, my God.
What does she do?
I've seen that porno.
So I had a good time at the party last night watching my buddies get hammered.
So what happens, when they have to go to the bathroom and stuff? Are they very courteous and things like that around you?
These are guys, I think you probably think I'm younger than what I am.
How old are you?
I am almost 30.
Oh.
But I've worked in sports for about 10 years and alongside of these guys for six or more years. So I don't look at it as eight potential problems. So no matter where I go, I have eight bodyguards. And that works out for me.
Do you
okay.
put out?
Great.
What was that,
right.
Greg?
Do you
well,
put out?
It's been a pleasure yeah. meeting you. Enjoy your stay here.
Do you smoke?
Good luck. You staying for the game?
Ask her if she smokes.
Yeah, we are too. We are too. You smoke, by the way?
Cigars.
Do you really?
That means she puts out.
Night. All right. Fair enough. Okay. Good luck.
Put out.
We'll
put
see
out.
You.
Ask her if she puts out.
Hottest girl in Indianapolis.
You're kidding.
Nope. I'm not.
Well.
Oh, man.
15 minutes.
Oh, there's
of that.
Marty. Oof. There's Marty.
Yeah, buddy.
Marty.
Hey,
Marty. Marty.
Buddy.
Yeah, it's, if it's it's not the character from True Blood.
Hey, Marty. Oh. Hi, are you busy right now?
Nothing. Here, hold this.
Hi.
Well, here, let me hold it.
Let me work the mic. I mean, I trust you, but I don't trust you. Mike wanted to come over and say hello, but he sent me an emissary.
He, you know what? Where is he? Where is Mike?
Stand up, Mike. You know, he's in a wheelchair
standing.
Now, so it's tough for him. There he is.
I'll have to come over and say, how is Mike doing? I have missed Mike.
Have you had him on the air lately?
I have not. I need to come over and say hi. How's
now,
you?
Marty, this is Marty, by the way, from San Diego. What's
yes.
the station?
Double
1090
X Sports.
AM.
1090 AM.
Yes, 1090, Double X Sports.
How's the station doing? Well?
Station's doing well. Station's doing well. We're surviving despite everything that's going on in San Diego, which is
no bad stuff.
No Chargers in playoffs in 2 years in a row.
Are you guys, are the Chargers going to move?
No, not yet. Not this year.
You think they will, though?
I think at some point it could happen.
Is that going to hurt?
It's going to kill us. It'll destroy us. I'm going to come move to Dallas, and I'm going to be Mike's intern.
All right. He's saying, no, he's calling it Mike's bitch, actually, is what he's saying right now.
Oh, give me 1 second.
Go ahead. All right, she's being pulled in several directions now.
But she's got a producer. She's a producer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, in the middle of setting up interviews right now.
But. Who's? What interviews have you set up, by the way?
Well, our show just started. Darren, my host, literally just got from the airport. There's his luggage. He came straight from the airport here to Radio Row to do the show. So right now we have Solomon Wilcox is joining us. Andrew Siciliano is next. Maurice Jones-Drew. We have a busy day coming up.
How good Lord.
How are things going in Dallas?
So far we have booked
zero guests.
You. We booked you. And some other girl we just talked to. But other than that...
Some other girl, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. Not that you're much better than the other girl,
what
trust me.
What have to talk about?
Very little.
Oh, well, that's...
She had very little to offer. She was a Houston girl.
Well then. Okay.
Now, how's the relationship going now? Are you still... you dating at all?
Was I dating last time?
No, you weren't.
Really?
No, you were single.
I have no comment.
Are you dating right now?
Can you see can Mike see my face from across the room?
She's blushing,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, I can.
She's blushing.
She loves me.
I miss Mike. I need to come over and say hi.
Yes, you do.
I will after this interview. I'm going to come over and say hi in person.
Okay, good. Now tell me, are you dating or not?
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
Oh, did you just break up?
Maybe by tomorrow.
Oh, no, Marty. Oh, no. Is it a local girl?
How are things going with your wife?
They're going well.
Is it a local girl?
That's when you're married.
Yeah, that'd be correct. Although, sometimes...
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know, though, Marty. You know, it's tough. Marriage is tough. You know, being a superstar in this industry, too, is really tough. Maybe we should sit down and talk about it together.
We'll discuss relationships.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, sweetie, come say hi, okay? All right, bye. The
All right.
size
there she is.
Of her knockers.
They're exquisite.
It's unbelievable.
It's impressive.
It is unbelievable.
I got to see them last year.
She's lost weight.
Hey, no.
Yeah, she looks awesome. She doesn't have crazy hair anymore either.
No, she's completely normal.
Yes. And boy, she will sports Twitter on you too.
Oh, God, what? That's the thing about these girls. Even that Brooke girl yesterday from Houston.
By the way,
they're all so sporty.
By the way, this one that you said was all the greatest one here from Houston just wandered up this way.
Yeah.
Not that great.
Oh, shut
not
up.
Not that great.
She's wearing an over. Oh, you can't see how great her body is.
Not that great.
Dude.
She looks like a little college girl, but I know you like that.
Oh, jeez. No, Danny, trust me, she doesn't. If she would
She's
take
not bad.
That thing, if she would take that thing off, her overcoat.
Well, I didn't say she was bad, but the best here? No.
Okay,
not
well
by
then
any
who you, can
I
you
don't
find
know.
One? There's not. This is Indianapolis.
I bet I can find better.
Indy freaking Apolis.
All right, up next, Cobra is going to find girls here on the table.
No, I'm not.
We just did.
Rainy days and Mondays all.